So, Kyle Rittenhouse. Not even sure why I have to address this on my very first episode, but it seems to be the biggest topic right now, and we might as well go ahead and address it. I don't need to be a chump and say, hey, this whole story doesn't really need to be talked about. But here we are. Kyle Rittenhouse, $220,000 raised through crowdfunding to get this man's court case handled. I don't know about y'all, but it seems like people's priorities are real mixed up. Really mixed up with all the things they could be spending their money on, all the things they could be doing, saving their money during these hard times. They're giving this young man money who intentionally broke laws just to end up being in a position where he ended up killing people. Okay, whether it was self-defense or not, he killed people. So say what you want. His presence caused other people to die. That's the reality behind it, and he shouldn't have been there. He was 17 years of age, not legally allowed to own a long rifle. He made a choice, crossed state lines, on his own volition. No one made him. No one decided for him. He chose to cross state lines with his own gun. Then he marched through crowds. He was also amongst the people that were out past curfew. Even if he was trying to sit there and protect the city, in the end, protecting a city doesn't mean killing people. Protecting a city means nobody is harmed. Nobody is injured. Nobody is hurt. And if you end up hurting people and it happens several times over, you are failing to protect the city. Period. I don't know how we get past this point, because at some point we need to realize that this man broke laws. If you want to continue to complain about Jacob Blake, his criminal history, the knife that was in the car, whatever you want to do. Fact of the matter is, this young man created his own criminal history before he even shot anybody. So it doesn't matter what their case is. Doesn't even sound like his lawyer is trying to bring up a case as far as like trying to avoid the fact that he illegally carried the gun across state lines. It doesn't even sound like there's any rebuttal to that at all. And that is a felony. So in the end, this man's going to do time, whether he does time for murder or whether he does time for the illegal possession of a firearm. At this point, this young man committed crimes. He's not a good human being. Good human beings don't put themselves in positions like that, even if they think they're protecting their city. Okay, if you can fail at protecting your city and you can't have the preservation of life, the first thing that is in our very first amendment that we have the right to life, okay? The right to life, the right to freedom of speech, we have the right to protest, we have all this right, okay? And just because you feel like there are select people which have not been directly identified as being part of these protests that are being violent, can't help it, okay? You have a protest, you're going to have people who are counterproductive to the protest itself. No matter what the situation is, there's always people that are going to be counterproductive. But if y'all remember the scene that was seen the beginning of COVID, back in the month of March and April, where we saw people storming with firearms, screaming at federal officials inside their own building with weapons. I don't understand how that can be allowable, but what happened to Jacob Blake even happened. The fact that people can walk into a building because they're upset about not being able to work, armed and potentially dangerous, and nothing happens to them. A young man shot three people, whether he is innocent or not, walked down the street, got to go home that night, no questions asked, till the next morning when he was apprehended. Okay, beyond that, whether he is innocent or not, he committed a potential crime. He is now under investigation at this point from the police department itself. In both Wisconsin, and unfortunately, I don't even know why he was able to get back to Illinois. He should have been arrested in Wisconsin right there, but it is a testament right now to how bad the northern states are at policing their own citizens. This is the big issue right now. The northern states are currently failing at policing their own citizens. So I'd like to take this moment out to send a heartfelt tribute from myself out to Chadwick Boseman as well as his family. I definitely understand what you guys are going through. He passed away on the 28th. That was 20 days after my father passed away on August 8th from pancreatic cancer. So cancer is a very serious thing. Both men suffered from this horrible, horrible disease. And I wish all of you that you can get out, try and donate your money, try and help out with cancer research so we can get this thing figured out, so we stop losing important people to us over just some sort of genetic mutation that nobody knows how to fix. So really, rest in peace, Chadwick. We're sorry it happened to you, and Wakanda forever.